Canada will soon have its own human rights museum. It's an ambitious project and is due to open in Winnipeg in 2014. Angela Cassie is Director of Communications.
Well, it actually started as a private sector initiative. The late Israel Asper had a strong personal connection to the topic of human rights, and over a number of years, this local Winnipeg entrepreneur, who was well known across the country, brought students on a fully funded trip to the Washington, D.C. Holocaust Memorial Museum for a program that really focused on Holocaust and human rights. And after a number of years, he questioned, why did we continue to bring Canadian students to the United States? Because in addition to the Holocaust Museum, they visited the American Indian Museum, but they were also learning about the U.S. Declaration, the Constitution. So he began to research institutions here in Canada to find out, where could we learn about human rights in Canada? Where could we learn about some of these concepts of democracy? And found that while we have fantastic institutions, our charter was not on display, our constitution was not on display. And so, as any entrepreneur would, I am told, do, instead of just saying, well, we'll just continue to go to D.C., he said, well, we'll just build one. And as a proud Winnipegger, he felt that our national institutions did not all need to be housed in the national capital region. And so he chose Winnipeg as the location for Canada's Museum for Human Rights. And fast forward almost 10 years later, here we are building the museum. It has since been named a national museum by Prime Minister Stephen Harper and was officially established as Canada's first new national museum since 1967, back in 2008.
And why do you think Winnipeg in particular, and this area of the Forks in Winnipeg, is such a good place to house a museum like this?
Well, Winnipeg has a very rich human rights history. It is here where women first in Manitoba gained the right to vote. We had a general strike in 1919 that really marked an important stage in labor rights here in Canada. We have a rich history in terms of our First Nations and Métis peoples. So Winnipeg, Manitoba has played an important role in Canada related to human rights. But at the Forks, where this Red River and the Assiniboine Rivers meet, has been a rich tradition and history actually dating back thousands of years. And through a lot of the work that we've done through archaeology at this site, but also working with Aboriginal elders, we know that this location has been a location for meeting, for trade, and also for peace negotiations. And so now to be a location not to memorialize the past, but really talk about dialogue and discussion and action for human rights, we feel that it's a natural continuation of this history and this location.
When the museum opens, what will people be able to see there?
We have approximately 47,000 square feet of exhibits, and the journey through the museum will begin with an introduction to human rights and looking not just at a Canadian history, but looking back at different cultures, different traditions from around the world. How have people began to grapple with this topic of human rights? We'll also look at Aboriginal concepts of human rights, which don't really talk about rights as much as responsibilities and concepts of a shared humanity. We'll be moving into galleries that look at Canada and our own history, from the head tax imposed on Chinese Canadians to how we've interned our own peoples both during World War I and World War II, to our history with Indian residential schools where Aboriginal children were taken from their families and placed into these schools. So we have some dark chapters in our own history that we'll explore, but we'll also look at our laws, from our common law to our civil law traditions, and how today are our rights articulated, how do people fight for their rights, and how are your rights protected. We'll also be looking at international issues, the Holocaust, various different atrocities such as Rwanda, the Holodomor, which is the Ukrainian famine, Srebrenica, as these are genocides that Canada has officially recognized. We want to explore not only those atrocities, but draw lessons from them. And then ultimately, we'll also be looking at more contemporary issues. We'll be looking at the Universal Declaration and various declarations and conventions flowing from it, and looking at human rights today. So we don't want to leave human rights in the past. We want people to understand that there are urgent and pressing issues related to human rights today. And ultimately, the final chapters of the museum will invite our visitor to consider how they can take action related to human rights. How can they, in their lives, take action from writing a letter to your politician to volunteering to raising money? There's a continuum, and how can you become involved in a real way?
That's Angela Cassie at the Canadian Museum for Human Rights. For more information, see humanrightsmuseum.ca.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Listen to more interviews online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth, and business experts when it suits you.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.